Well, good morning. It is trash truck morning, apparently. It is 9:05 a.m. on Thursday, October the 10th, 2024, here on a partly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Put the phone in my pocket without checking. All right, good enough. So yeah, 9:05. I'm running late this morning. I slept in till 5:30. Well, 5:20. And I just sort of been lounging around this morning, just taking it easy. Spending some time just perusing, reading up, listening. Starting late, man, everything else was late. It's okay. There's still time in the morning. I got time. Gotta do some laundry today. Well, let me rephrase that. I want to do some laundry today. I'll go home, probably start a load. I may have to clean up something that didn't get done before, but it's all right. It's all part of the day. Good morning, Mr. Crow. Things to say this morning. Indeed. I wish I had something to give you. Caw, caw. Glossy looking bird. Fat and sassy. So yeah, I wanna do some laundry today. I'm not down to desperation level yet, but it's a good day to do some laundry. Laundry is one of those tasks that I actually find quite relaxing now that I don't have to lug everything to a laundromat and make sure I have enough of the appropriate coinage and all of the rest of the logistics that goes into doing laundry. I am blessed to have laundry in the house. I just have to drag my clothes down and run them through. I remember laundromats. Laundromats would be really different, I think, right now. I don't know. I don't even know how they work anymore. Do we still have... Do they have card readers that let you buy tokens that you then use in the machines? I don't know. Perhaps there'll come a time in my life when I have to find out again. Somebody else is doing laundry. I smell the dryer sheets. Yep, that's what it is. It's a quiet morning here. Traffic's gone for the most part. The West 20th was not deafening for change. Reading up a little bit on seeing what happened in Florida last night. I'll wait and see what happens. What news comes from Florida after it's had a chance to wake up and the broken communications links get reestablished. Into Shackelford House and spend a bit of time with Roger today. I think I need to. I'm feeling the pull. I'm feeling the draw. It's like, do I want to play the game or do I want to write? And I think I want to write. And I largely blame, well, not writing for a long time, but wandering in has proven to be an interesting inspiration. Dry mouth sucks. I'm finding it very difficult to put it down. Once I open the book, it's like, all right, then what? Then what? The bouncing around from the different storylines. It's really an interesting storytelling technique. It's really. In a certain sense, frustrating, but in another sense, engaging. Particularly since they cross over periodically, they have regular check-ins where all of the disparate characters appear together and have their own little adventures before separating out again. Locust pods all over the place here underground. I'm curious now. It's been a while since one of the characters has wandered off, and I'm wondering when that character is going to make a new appearance. It's like, what have they been up to? All right, where's this guy going? Straight ahead. All right. But the writing is really good. I want to say plain, but that's not the right adjective. Straightforward, I guess, is the right one. It's not overtly purple. They're not using 50-cent words when nickel words will do. Or $100 words when nickel words would do. Which is a real issue with some writers. And I'm finding, I want to get, I'm getting excited about the idea that this book is going to get published and people are going to read it, and I hope they enjoy it. And they can't do that until I finish writing it and get it edited and get it covered and put it together. And there's a long process yet ahead, but it all depends on me. It all depends on me. It all depends on finishing the first draft, getting it cleaned up, finding the themes, developing them where possible, where advisable, stomping out some. I've violated repeatedly on this book. I've violated a norm. And the same thing has happened in the last four times I've tried to write this book. The same thing happened with Cape Grace. And that's editing it while it isn't done yet. And trying to figure out what the story is before I see what the story is. Good morning. And that's why I keep throwing out the drafts. It's like, oh no, this sucks. Well, yeah, okay. The reality is, yeah, they weren't great. I learned a lot about the characters. I learned a lot about the world. I learned a lot about me. I learned a lot about Roger. I've learned a lot about Barbara Griffin. And I was just throwing things against the wall, against the page, as it were, to see if anything would stick. And it did. And when I got done, I looked at a splattered wall. I didn't see a story. And if I don't see the story, if I've got 50,000 words into the goddamn thing, and all I see is splatters on the wall, and I don't see a story, at least not a story I want to put my name on, which is probably an interesting dichotomy. Then I don't have a lot of choice. I have a choice. I could go ahead and finish a crap story and see if I can make something out of the crap story. Or I could toss it all out, take what I learned and start over, which is what I've done so far. I don't think I'm even 10,000 words into the new draft yet. Already, I'm feeling the story develop. Already, I'm feeling it flow. Already, even though I'm only chipping away at it a few hundred words a day, it already feels better. And reading Wandering In has made me want to do more of it. Come up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. One post. So yeah, I want to go home and put in some laundry and bring up word processor and open up my noise.net, set it on Pomodoro, and see what happens. I could play this afternoon. I'm at the stage of the game where if I were in Factorio, I'd be thinking, okay, do I want to continue with this or do I want to reroll? Do I want to start a new game? Same with Ark. I'm at that stage where, do I want to continue or do I want to reroll? Do I want to start over? When the game becomes so messy, where I feel like I have so little understanding of what I'm doing in my own space, I tend to say, okay, now I need to organize this. I need to put it right. And in Factorio, you can do that by burning down, your factory and starting over, which I do to a certain degree. But then the new factory becomes unwieldy. And I'm not there yet. I don't understand how station building exactly works. I have a They've built a mining station. I have a miner servicing the mining station. And the miner is now stopped because the mining station isn't doing enough metal, isn't processing enough ore to keep up with the miner. So maybe I should reassign the miner for the short term and have the miner just auto mine for the NPC stations for a while. Instead of having a large miner, maybe assign a medium miner instead. I don't know. Fire it up, put it on pause, and then go through and figure out what everything is, what every one of the ships is doing. It's more than 20 of them. It's 20, I don't know, 24, 25 maybe. And they're all doing something different, all in a different place. And I'm not really using the affordances of the game to manage them as fleets. They're all individual ships engaged in their own individual tasks. Mostly what I'm doing is grinding reputation so that I can use my teleport to jump around the map quickly. Which puts a whole new perspective on the game. It's like, oh, that's how that works. And I'm wondering how much else is out there that I have yet to really discover how it works, like boarding. How can I pirate a ship? And I would really like to pirate some of the pirate ships that are bothering my fleets. I don't really get the opportunity, or I haven't figured out how to board the heavier combat vessels yet. In theory, I know how to board the large and extra large, even to a certain extent the mediums. But finding a medium where it doesn't just fly away is kind of a problem. So there's still a lot for me to do, a lot for me to learn. I'm going to restart. Probably not going to restart today. Certainly an option. But my bank balance keeps creeping up. I'm not losing money. I'm earning a little bit every hour, a couple of million an hour, which is not a lot, but it's enough. The large ships all cost 10 to 16 million, so it takes me a day to earn enough money to build a new large ship. Stations cost something to build. Apparently stations are the way to go, because you have, for example, a refining station, you don't buy anything. It's all mining. So you put a miner in to mine for the station, and it fills up the station, and the station refines the ore and sells the ore, or sells the refined metal. And, you know, that's, at that point, offsetting the cost of setting up the station with its own miner and all the rest of the shit. Anyway, be that as it may. The game's still engaging, although I'm at the what would be in a story, the muddy middle, where I'm not right sure quite what's going on, and still struggling. It's okay. Struggling is good. I figured out how to, yesterday I lost my writing time to my coding time. I spent some time trying to figure out what my process was once I get this file home, once I get back, and what the process flow is for getting the file processed and put up to the the website so that I can link to it in a blog post. Key to that is getting a script that will handle the translation, the transcoding from MP4 to, not MP4, M4A to MP3 with the fewest number of steps. It takes about 20 seconds to convert. And if I do it without firing up Audacity, all I have to do is kick the command line. So I put the command line in a shell yesterday and taught myself how to deal with bash shell coding again. I've only done it like 25 times so far. But to take the file name, which today would be TOMMW-2024-10-10, and convert it from filename.m4a to filename.mp3 in the correct directory. What I'd like to do is figure out how to get a command line, a shell script to pull it down out of Dropbox directly to the TOMMW archive file where I can then process it. And ideally, FTP it up to the server so that it goes to the right directory and the right place in the right format. So that can all be working while I'm working on the blog post to link to it. I've pulled Audacity out of the queue altogether. I'm not using Audacity anymore. So if I could figure that out, that would save me. It would not save me a lot of time, but what it would do is make the time I spend more reliable. So once it's coded correctly, I can be sure that the file is moving in the right place. Good morning. In the right format. So that it's there when I need it. At the moment, I think the big problem is metadata. I have to tag it using kid3.qt to get the little graphic header on it. There's probably a way to do that using a command script, using a shell script. I just have to figure out what it is. Probably not today. Today I want to go visit Roger. That's the thing. I have to choose which of these things am I going to do. Am I going to do this or am I going to do that? Because in any given day, there's more things I want to do than there is time for me to do them. And then tomorrow there'll be a different set of things. What a terrible problem to have. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.